Shut up and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Deb and Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
So we're going to do a quickie, huh?
A quick hit in your vagina. That's what this is about.
As long as you're using good stuff, I'm game.
Yeah, so stop putting toxins in your vaginas.
And a lot of people don't really think about this kind of stuff, right?
Nah.
I don't think they do.
No, everything from tampons to...
Yeah.
To pads, to lubrications, to...
Yeah.
Shoot, even if you put something else up there, you know, like even sex toys, to food items, you know, make sure that zucchini or carrot or whatever is organic.
Oh, my God. No, I have a funny story, and I will certainly not name names, but I one of my friends, when we were very much younger, she and her boyfriend played around with a frozen sausage, but it was a hot sausage. Not a good pick.
No. My God.
Oh, yeah, that must have hurt.
Yes, especially when the sausage started heating up. Oh, my God, and the hot peppers.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, things like condoms and lube and... sex toys and the tampons and everything that you're using for or putting on or near your vagina or other neither regions, I guess.
And soaps too. You know, I mean, I teach in my human sexuality class, you know, the reason why this is such a great topic is I go over this every human sexuality class. Okay. So probably several times a month, I'm talking about this kind of stuff because, you know, first of all, women don't get taught how to actually, like, wash their vaginas and what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, like, every vagina, and be it, you know, again, there's bacterial infections that women can get. We've talked about that on a Facebook Live and some of the reasons why. But, you know, there are, you know, a vagina has its own kind of scent, okay? Every vagina smells different. Okay, based on everything from what the person's putting into their system, mm-hmm. their vitamins that they're taking, et cetera, et cetera. And all of those things, like, you know, toxins in soaps and perfumes in soaps and douching and all of that will actually change the pH and actually cause bacterial infections because it is received as a toxin.
Right, and they can then break down the vaginal cells and even, like, increase your likelihood of getting a sexually transmitted infection.
Yes.
Hello.
Douches right. are famous for that, okay? Breaking down, like, the cellular wall of the vagina and making you more susceptible to sexually transmitted infection. So, you know, I always teach women how to and what type of soap to use, you know, so it's way less toxic, mm-hmm. you know, and to drink a lot of water, you know, because, right. you know, and then watch their weight too, because even 20 pounds overweight, your hormonal system changes and your scent changes.
But we're talking specifically though about what you're putting on or in your vagina, not how heavy you are, but
this is all connected.
Well,
okay?
Sure it is.
Because the soaps have toxins and then there's branches and you have to, you know, it's not a one-step deal. You have to kind of look at all of the things, but
right.
go ahead.
But so keeping it simple, like condoms. Most known condoms are made with a carcinogen. How do you feel about
well,
that?
Well, lots of them,
yeah.
I'm sure. Lots of carcinogens.
It's called nitrosamine or nitrosamine.
Yeah.
Is my little scientist over there. How does it pronounce? You don't know.
Well, not only that, you've got non-oxynol 9, which is a toxin, okay, which is a spermicide. And that is something that will also break down the cellular wall of the vagina mm-hmm. and, you know, start to make you more susceptible to sexually transmitted infections as well.
Okay.
So the spermicides are actually toxins too.
You would think that maybe these companies are being run by men. Oh, they probably are. So what about tampons?
I think they're ran by money.
Exactly.
Because, yeah. And, you know, there's plenty of women that work for, like, Trojan and, you know, those types of things. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Tampons made with or conventionally grown cotton. So cotton being one of like the, you know, super pesticide kind of a crop.
GMOs and
GMO,
all of that. Yes.
Lots of pesticides. And here you are, you know, throwing it on up there. That's not good.
No. So, you know, the good thing about that is that once you're aware of it, you can, you know, you can buy sustainably grown tampons or organic tampons. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can use organic maxi pads. You can use Diva cups. You can use all kinds of different things.
Yeah. And not only is it like the GMO stuff, I mean, if even if you're not a believer in that, I mean, they're certainly bleaching that stuff.
There's bleaching.
So, go ahead and throw a cup of bleach up there.
Yeah.
I mean, most people wouldn't do that, right?
Yeah, and there's other chemicals, too. I mean, there's definitely the pesticides. There's the bleach, and there are some other chemicals as well. Lubrication is a big one, too, right? Like, and I'm still working with a company working on a natural lubrication, but lubrications are famous for having all kinds of different...
lubricants, you mean?
Lubrication, yeah.
Yeah.
Lubrications. And, yeah, lubricants, lubrications, whatever.
Okay.
So there's some of them have, like, warming chemicals in them. Some of them have fragrances in them. You know, some of them have just all kinds of different, just bad things for them. And that's one of the reasons why women will end up with, again, bacterial infections after using a certain type of lubricant, and even the water-based lubricants, okay? So, you know, water-based lubricants don't necessarily mean that they are non-chemical. So there's a lot of organic lubricants that are much better, okay? Sustain is one of them, I believe. And on the condom note, I believe, who is it? Is it? It's I think it's Trojan that has an organic line as well.
Yep.
Yeah, so you can, you know, be mindful of some of those things.
How absorbent is the vagina? I mean, pretty absorbent, I would imagine.
Oh, God,
I mean,
yeah.
It's like all cells, right? Everything is just like one big mucous membrane.
Yeah,
I'm
and
sure.
It's moist, okay? Yes. And it's moist and porous, all right? So
God, it sounds so sexy.
Yeah, well, look.
It's one big mucous membrane.
If you knew what I knew, if you knew what I knew about sex, sex wouldn't be sexy, believe me. I have to separate a lot of that kind of stuff in sexual situations. But, whatever you put in your vagina, you need to be mindful of. And, you know, it's sad that, like, you know, gynecologists aren't even teaching this.
Right.
Okay? And that's, you know, that's not their training, okay? But this stuff is actually coming out more and more and more now, okay? So the education is actually getting out there. So any type of lubrication that you use, any type of condom that you use, any type of, you know, female hygiene product or you know, tampons,
I mean, if
pads,
you really
whatever.
Think about it, I mean, if you're overwhelmed by the variety of sex toys, lubricants, condoms, blah, 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 what have you out there, we just made your lives easier. Just go straight for the organic, go straight for, you know, the ones that are made from these other materials, and you have a much more limited choice.
Yeah.
Which is good. I kind of feel like that way at the food store, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I can only shop in like one aisle and around the corner, and I'm done. It's easier in some senses, right?
Yeah, so, you know, and again, it, you know, with regards to lubrication, you know, there's so many freaking branches to this with regards to, you know, toxicity and that kind of stuff. But, like, if you are in a sexually exclusive monogamous relationship and you have unprotected sex, you know, coconut oil, almond or sweet almond oil, you know, they're wonderful lubricants, okay? Mm-hmm. But, you know, they are oils and they eat away at condoms, so, you know, we get into some issues there. So you don't want to use condoms with those types of things. But then there are some wonderful organic, sustainable, non-toxic, water-based lubricants out there.
Right.
You know, and hopefully mine will come out within the next year, and you can use that.
We'll be repping the shit out of that.
Yeah. So, on that note.
Do you have a clean freak fix?
I got a what?
Do you have a clean freak fix?
I don't.
Oh, damn it.
But I'm going to pimp out my recipe book because that came out. Kindle version, the electronic version is going to come out here soon, and then the hard copy is going to come out probably within the next month. So we go Kindle, we go electronic, we go hard copy.
All right. So What's it called?
It's called Sex in the Kitchen, and it is all healthier desserts that most of them are raw vegan. Some of them are a little bit on the paleo side. And then healthy cocktails. So it's actually doing very well on the Kindle version. Some people are waiting to get hard copies. So, you know, get it.
Yeah, I want a hard copy of that. Some nice pictures in there.
Yeah, I just got the proof
for
the hard copy from my publisher. And there was a spelling error or two, and I had them.
You didn't let me edit it.
And I had them fix it. They edited it. Oh, if you want a job, I got 120 pages of a book that I've been writing, and
Jess and I have our hands in the air.
And I got about 100 more pages to write. If you want to edit it,
yep.
Do I have to pay you?
Preferably, but
I could just pay you in like cocktails or something.
That's what she thinks. Anyway,
if you want to do it. You know, go ahead. I will give you that. When I get into the new place and I get my creative energy back because I'm going to be grounding and stuff, honey, I would love for you to edit that because it's going to be about 200 pages that I don't want to touch.
Yeah, I've edited a lot of ebooks actually for people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this one will be a, well, everything's an ebook these days, but it'll be ebook and hard copy.
Yep.
So whatever.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, okay, that.
I think you need to answer the question that everybody wants to know the answer
well,
to.
Well, wait, that recipe book is not toxic for your vagina.
Right, it's about the recipe book. It is not toxic for your, okay, good. Good, well, that's good. If you get the recipe book, then you're not going to be harming your nether regions. But everybody wants to know if the picture on the cover is you.
Who wants to know that?
I've seen it all over social media.
What?
Well, Deb, is that you? I've seen it.
I refuse to make a comment on that.
I do not recall.
I do not recall that question or that answer to that question.
I do not recall that photo shoot.
I do.
It may or may not have happened.
It may or may not. Oh, no. I always take the South Philly approach. I'll know nothing. The South Philly Italian approach.
Nice.
I'll know nothing.
Speaking of Italian, we have a festival to go to.
All right. Nice segue.
Nice.
And that's your clean freak fix is...
how to speak Italian.
How to speak Italian.
How to deny everything in Italian.
How to say non-toxic vagina in Italian. Go. Look it up. Non-toxic vagina
seriously?
In Italian.
Oh, God. Hold on.
Hold on.
Fill the dead air.
Okay.
Sing something.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
That's you pretty good for being put on the spot.
You stupid ass bitch. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you and anything that you do.
Is that a song?
It damn sure
really?
Is. It's my new favorite song. Fuck how you feel. Fuck you 2 cents if it ain't going towards the bills.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's my song.
See, I don't listen to the radio, so I'm so sheltered.
Girl, this ain't on the radio. This is some hardcore rap shit.
Gotcha.
All right. Non-toxic vagina.
In Italian.
Vagina non-toxica.
Well, that...
Non-toxica.
You totally could have made that up.
I could have. Oh, I know.
Is that really how you pronounce vagina in Italian?
Vagina.
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 Yeah. Non-toxica.
All right, yeah. So non-toxica.
Bye.
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean Think Dirty the Podcast and stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.